This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor. We've been trying to give you some bonus episodes here on the feed. Make sure you check out the latest Spanish language episode with Alejandro and Ricardo. That's been up for a few hours. But right now, we're going to put up Floor's Yours. This first aired on the Five Reasons YouTube channel on Wednesday night. Here you can hear from Brian, Sean, Timmy, and Tony as they go around the NBA.
So Draymond Green got 5 games for that.
And I did say that the moment we saw that stream, that the suspension would come out.
It was one of the greatest sleeper holds I've ever seen in a non-WWE ring. Mm-hmm. Hi, welcome to Floor is Yours. I want to get right into this because this is great. I'm here. Timmy's here. Tony's here. Sean will be here momentarily. He's running back from... getting a triple double in his men's league, so he's going to be here very soon. I'm going to ask him for a stat line. Draymond Green
not walking the Philly streets, hopefully.
Oh yeah, you might.
Because you know what happens sometimes in the Philly streets.
We may or may not get to Kelly Oubre later on, but so Draymond Green got a 5-game suspension, and I was a little surprised that it was lenient, given that they said it was based on history. But listen, that sleeper hold was incredible. It didn't matter what was going on. He was going right for Rudy Gobert.
He meant immediately. Immediately.
He saw his opportunity. It was his time to strike. My favorite part is Gobert with his hands up in the air. Like, no, we all see it, bro. Everyone sees it.
Karl-Anthony Towns, that's not how you help when someone's in a sleeper hold. Have you not watched enough wrestling, Karl-Anthony Towns? You got to clothesline Draymond Green in that situation. You got to actually like or try to apply. Yes, Ric Flair is doing the Dusty Rhodes here in this photo. You got to try to apply your own sleeper hold. You can't just grab him or whatever. Like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, it's just stupid. But I love NBA fights. Anthony Davis tried to start one with the Memphis Grizzlies. That didn't go well either.
Do you think it's more impressive or less impressive that he had to jump over the man's back to put him in the sleeper hold?
He was gunning for him.
Athleticism the Warriors have shown all year?
And Rudy Gobert,
one has shown in a very long time.
Rudy Gobert had an interesting comment where he said Draymond Green got himself kicked out because the best part of that was the score was 0-0.
So the funny part about it right before, there was actually like 2 different WhatsApp groups I'm in that made the exact same joke. Like, the moment Curry is not playing, the moment he sees Curry is out, he's like, all right, Curry's out 5 games with a new injury. let me take the time off.
All right. Let's Manny, put this comment on the screen from PV. I want that one. I want that one on the screen. from PV here. No, not that one.
Not that one. The other one where he misspelled three things. Yeah,
no Zach LaVey stuff slurping you little fruit cups. First of all, this is not a Heat show. This is an NBA show. So we can talk about whatever we want. And even if Ethan said this was a Heat show, we can still talk about whatever we want. I'm not saying that the Heat should go get Zach LaVey. We're just going to talk about where Zach LaVey should go. So thank you, PV, for teeing us up. We're going to do that right now. Tony, give me your best Zach LaVey spot and why. Because right now the Chicago Bulls are supposedly entertaining offers for Zach LaVey. Zach LaVey is not necessarily denying this to the media. It's kind of like, look, I understand.
Well, we know he signed the clutch, so this is how they go.
Yeah, and Tony, is this because this is where I'm kind of at. I think, and I'm sure we'll touch on the Miami portion of this because there will be people watching that are interested in that outcome. But is this Lakers or bust? Because I kind of feel like this might be Lakers or bust.
Yeah, if they want him, it is. Obviously, like the asset management is kind of weird, but if you just get a third team involved, it's no problem. If the Lakers really want him and he wants to go there, this deal will get done. The only other trade that's sensible to me that gets a one-on-one is Charlotte. I think Charlotte kind of has the assets to make this deal happen.
That's interesting. I haven't heard Charlotte.
They kind of were peeking at Tyler Hero, right? They were peeking at him. So this is one of those things that I think fits in. If they wanted to get a Zach LaVey, I think they have a Gordon Hayward trade that makes sense. You throw in another piece like a Book Knight, and you got the money, and then you throw an asset, and it's done. But if the Lakers want him, the assets are about the same no matter what. You get me a young player, get me an expiring contract, a pick. Who cares? Zach's pretty much out of there, and he'll go to the team he wants to go to.
Let me hit the Charlotte piece of this real quick, and then I'm going to toss it to you, Timmy, because I think the package that I think Charlotte has to offer just in general for somebody making $40, $50 million is going to be like Terry Rozier, Gordon Hayward. The salary,
yeah,
it doesn't match up perfectly, but like, you know, there'll probably be an extra piece in there or whatever. I think the reason why I think this is kind of Lakers or bust is, well, clutch. But also, D'Angelo Russell's contract, I feel like, was signed to be traded. Gabe Vincent is also in that salary slot, and Gabe Vincent's still out with a knee injury. They said maybe two weeks ago, so probably a little bit longer. If you combined D'Angelo Russell and Gabe Vincent, that's getting you to like 30, so you're still probably going to need something else. You know what I mean? And I think Rui Hachimura is another contract
where you are, or Bando, one of those guys.
Yeah, like they could figure out a way to make it work very easily. The only thing is they only have one usable first round pick, but I also don't think Zach LaVey should yield that much because of what's left on his contract, which is 40 to 50 million per year for the next three or four seasons. Timmy?
I don't actually think LaVey's contract is as bad as people say. Like, I personally don't want him on Heat, but it's not going to be as bad as Beal. Like, Beal was supposed to play tonight, and he still got delayed another game for that back issue. Like, if I were to choose, if it gone to my head, I'd rather LaVey over Beal, you know? I wouldn't mind Rui in Miami. But, yeah, I think I think it's going to be Lakers, but I do think Charlotte gets in the mix just because you need to start putting actual weapons around LaMelo. And I'm sorry, every time I think of LaMelo now, I think of Spoelstra like walking on the carrier. And please tell me, Brian, you saw that video. Did you see the video, Brian? Like,
Spoelstra was doing this shit.
Yeah,
he looked like a rapper doing like weird hand gestures in like the 90s and shit. Yeah. Imagine Spoel rapping. Kaz says get Rui in a Heat jersey. Brenker Drone Services says Miami needs Rui, and Van Lee says Lakers defense would be absolutely terrible with LaVey. I think those are all fabulous points. I don't know how the Heat would get Rui Hachimura. Well, actually, no, it would be Duncan Robinson and, you know, some sort of draft capital. But would you
do that right now? Hear me out. Or facilitation. Help them. Help the Lakers get Zach LaVey. We have a $30 million expiring right here.
Where's he going?
We have it right here.
He goes to Chicago.
Reunite with DeMar
DeRozan. We will get pieces. You will get because the Rio and the Van.
I feel like y'all would almost rather get in on the trade for not Zach LaVey.
I would.
I'd rather get Caruso. No. Give me Caruso and Vando.
Yeah, that works.
Vando from the Lakers.
What the issue is Caruso will cause picks. Like, the Bulls are not dumping him. He's going to cause picks.
The outgoing will be Kyle Lowry, and incoming will be Gabe Vincent of Rui Hachimura. Look, Brecker Drone Services says the same thing. Take Vincent back too. It's funny because Gabe would go back to Miami, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, this is what the Lakers thought they were getting. The guy from the last couple seasons where he was actually
Lakers fans would be
role that made sense.
They would be pissed if Gabe starts hooping again.
They're comparing him to Kendrick Nunn right now, which, you know,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's also, you know, not an.
Didn't Kendrick Nunn not show up to play basketball though? He never.
No, it was a groin bruise that literally lasted like 9 months. Mm.
And now he's in Greece. But yeah, so all of a sudden, hey, Sean, what do you think about this potential three-team trade that we were just talking about now that you're here? Apparently, apparently we're sending Kyle Lowry sending Kyle Lowry to L.A. in a three-teamer to help them facilitate and get Zach LaVine, and coming back to the Heat will be Rui Hachimura and Gabe Vincent. Your thoughts are what?
We give up Kyle and we get those two?
Yeah. You're probably giving up a pick. I'm sure you're giving up a pick. There's picks going everywhere. It's fucking NBA.
What are their contracts? Gabe and
so Kyle.
I know Kyle's expiring.
Gabe is about really 10. Yes.
Gabe is 10 this
Gabe
year.
Gabe is 10 million like for 3 years. You was like about the same thing. You add 3 more years in salary on each player.
Chico 77. It's not 4 years of Gabe. It's 2 and an option. I'm pretty sure it's a player option.
Though. The way that I think Miami they get in on this is just giving Kyle and taking back one of the wings, just helping facilitate with the money. I think getting back useful and valuable players. If you can trade Kyle without sending a pick to get back any piece right now, pretty good. I think it.
But yeah, Sean, you were trying to figure out where LaVine goes, and all of us pretty much think it's going to be Lakers. Do you have a different opinion?
Well, I don't want him to come to Miami, and I know
none of us do. So yeah. That's fine.
If you have Tyler, I don't think it makes sense because if he's an upgrade over Tyler, which the numbers say he is, I don't think it's much of an upgrade to do that for that shitty contract. He's not $10 million better than Tyler Hero,
in my opinion.
I would rather get, because correct me if I'm wrong, DeRozan's expiring, right?
Yes. Exactly. And he's actually friends with Jimmy as well.
And I know the fit is weird with like the mid-range stuff and whatnot, but I would rather have a 1 year rental than LaVine's contract.
Yeah.
And I know everybody's got a boner for Caruso right now for some reason, but I mean, let's relax a little bit. It is Alex Caruso. I mean, I get excited about Drew Smith too, but you know, I know he's better than Drew Smith. But he's also Alex Caruso. He doesn't shoot the ball that well. Like, let's relax a little bit.
We're going to touch on the Heat winning streak in a second because, I mean, everyone at the network is doing it. So we'll give you all a few minutes on that.
One more trade. Ready?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing I think is really easy.
I love trade talk. Like, I can't lie to you guys.
Asset swap. Disgruntled asset swap. Julius Randle and Zach LaVine.
Oh, whoo! I thought
he was bringing to Miami too. I was like, what?
I would become Orlando Magic fanboys.
I thought you were gonna say Julius Randle for Kyle Lowry, which you would still have to attach draft cap.
I would log out. I hate Julius Randle's game. I hate this game.
All right, let's
body fat exception.
Van Lee says LaVine isn't $13 million better than Tyler. I agree with that. I don't think he is.
Our playmaking gets worse. Fuck it. No.
Yeah. Like, some people will dispute this, but like, I think even straight up, there's at least a conversation there because of age and health, right? Like, if straight up LaVine for Tyler, I think that's even a conversation. Salaries, you know, unrelated. But if you're talking about the salary difference, like, yeah, Tyler Hero all day. And I'm allegedly the Tyler Hero hater here.
Hey, if we got LaVine, would he also be best suited coming off the bench? Does he just plug into that argument just like Tyler too? Or is that not how this works? It's not transitive property. I'm not really good at math, so I don't remember what that rule was, but
I think once you make over a certain threshold, you have to automatically start, Sean. That's
the job. Thanks for clarifying.
We also were afraid that you were walking these Philly streets. We know certain things happen on sidewalks in Philadelphia. We were afraid.
Listen. That's why I had to make sure I was careful when I was driving. I was trying to plug in a few more player prop bets as I was driving here. I don't want to make sure I didn't hit anybody, you know, Oubre or Pat Bev. I mean, I don't know who was walking the streets tonight. I don't want to take out any more Sixers. So
took the night off because Reggie Jackson missed two free throws and that therefore Denver didn't cover the 4.5. I was depressed. All right, let's get to the Heat's winning streak. Jaime Jaquez, I think at this rate could be a lock for all rookie. And I, again, one of the biggest proponents of him coming out of the draft, I thought he was going to be great in terms of like the value you could get for where he was going to be selected. Although I didn't think he was going to go to 18 in Miami. I thought he was going to be a little bit late.
Your mic is doing a thing, Brian. Your mic is doing a thing. Like you sound like you've went underwater.
I think it's
I should be good.
You let your back window down. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Good.
No. We're not doing that. But yeah. Oh, PV's back. Great. Can we ban him again just for fun, Manny? Can we do that? Sean, I'll toss it to you since you just got here.
I appreciate the consistent watch.
The biggest thing that stood out to you in this winning streak is what?
I think that Spo and the staff and the players have figured out the recipe offensively. I think that he was emphasizing rim pressure. They've increased the rim pressure, which has led to a little bit of a reduction in the mid-range and a little bit of reduction in the reliance of three-point shots. They're not ever going to be a heavy rim team. That's just not how they're built. But I think that they're figuring out the offense. That is not because Tyler isn't there. They're just playing good offense. It's thank okay. You can insert Tyler, and they can run the same shit, and it would still be good. And then defensively, it starts with Bam, but the people around him are so disruptive and so reliable that it allows him to be an even better defender than we already know he is. So I think that the competition level has been lower that over this streak, but you know what? Wins in the NBA, especially on the road, are not easy. So I would not discount it either. So it's a good little streak, and they should be able to get another one tomorrow, I think.
I tweeted about this last night because, like, I was saying that, and I was actually giving Tyler props because I was saying, like, listen, there are people who are going to turn this into, hey, look, Tyler Hero's the problem thing. And I'm like, give it 2 weeks because they haven't beaten a good team yet. But obviously, you know, you only have so many characters on Twitter. So mad people took it as, oh, I'm taking shots at Tyler Hero, whatever. And it's just stupid, just a stupid night. Tony, what do you think about all this? Do you think that they've found a recipe that is sustainable against good teams? Because by the numbers, if you look at sort of the analytics, they've only beaten one good team this year, and it's actually not the Lakers. Yeah. It's the Atlanta Hawks, who have a really good net rating right now.
Yeah, I mean, they still have a lot to figure out as far as offensive processing goes, especially with the groups changing almost daily. But that's what a season is for. I think the things that you can hang your hat on, like they're like fifth in steals, turnover percentage.
And your point, Tony, it's the season. I keep on seeing these complaints about injuries. Like, do you guys watch other teams? Like, look at the Pelicans. Yeah. I don't think the Pelicans have had one of their starting guys.
Everybody's hurt
for more than a game.
The Pelicans are missing Trey Murphy. They just got Herb Jones back.
Alvarado hasn't played yet. Larry Nance finally playing is out again for another 2 weeks. Like, relax,
yeah.
Guys, relax.
Yeah, Hero will be back when he's back. Yeah. Tony.
And the thing that's translated over the last 5 years especially is just like you generate free throws and you keep the game slow. You're going to be in it at the end. And the team has the experience and the continuity to make it work. They're like fifth in steals in the league. Right now, turnover percentage for them is a better stat than pure turnovers because they're so lit. There's less possessions in the Miami Heat game than any other fucking game in the NBA. But their turnover percentage is second in the league. They're 15%. So 50% of all possessions, they cause a turnover. I mean, that's incredible. It's incredible. So when you're doing that, you're getting to the line at like the ninth or 10th best rate in the league, and you're hitting them at a ridiculous percentage. I think they're shooting 85% from the free throw line. you're going to match another team as long as the game is slow and in the mud. And then you figure out the offense as it goes. You're going to inject Caleb. It's going to look ugly probably at parts tomorrow because Caleb's just coming back fresh. He hasn't played with three of these guys ever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's going to be spots where it's wonky. But, you know, this is the process. As Timmy said, it's a season-long thing, man.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the way it handled. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard. So better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Timmy, anything additionally on this that has stood out to you? I know a lot has been made about Haywood Highsmith in particular.
I saw the comments. Some people want to talk about the Tyler injury, but really and truly, the moment I wish I could find the meme. But you go from Crowder to Tucker to Highsmith, you've basically found the 6'5" power forward combo that's clicking right now. Like Haywood is young, and I interviewed him at the training camp last year, and you could just tell like that was when Tucker left, and he just was like paying attention to the things Tucker did, and like that jumper looks so smooth now. And I shout out to Jose in the comments, like when you decide to put Kevin Love on the bench, Haywood Highsmith, like the connection, like you just it was last game was jail. You have Jay Rich, Jimmy Bam, Highsmith, like that's jail, like that's scary.
I'll tell you what, I feel way better about their defense this year. So far. And I think I agree with Andley, who says he thinks Haywood deserves the role player contract. Now let's see how the season goes, but we were calling for him to get more minutes in the playoffs last year, particularly in the finals. And Tony and I both said at the start of the season that we think he's going to be the starting four by the end of the season. Not in November. Thought it was going to be like all-star break, you know, January, something along those lines. But I think that was the move, and Haywood's been great. I don't think reintegrating Caleb and Tyler will be like, I don't think it's going to be super easy, but it's going to be very doable. Like, I think people are going to freak out about it because it might look clunky at times, but I don't think it's going to be that, like, because those are two guys that are creators, right? and they play differently when those guys aren't there. Like Tyler being out in the playoffs forced them to play a different way that was more Jimmy and Bam centric, Jimmy in particular. So they just reintegrate them and you figure that shit out over the course of the season. But this is why people were saying like, hey, if you have good catching and shooting around Jimmy and Bam, things will look very, very interesting. And if Duncan Robinson is going to play like this, if this Duncan Robinson thing is sustainable, then all of a sudden you're looking at him and what's left of his contract. They're like, not so sure I'm going to rush to include that in some deals at this point. You know what I mean? Like Duncan Robinson has actually become a little bit closer to a complete player to some degree. He's not amazing, but he can hit cutters. He can cut himself. He can shoot off the dribble sometimes. Right. And he plays his role really, really well. And that's something that's impressed me a lot because I wasn't sure that he had that in him. Sean?
And you think about this. You give Spo multiple pieces that can close. Like, I don't know who's going to be in the starting lineup. You know, it depends on if we make trades. Let's just say it stays with Kyle. Tyler gets healthy. Jimmy, Haywood, Highsmith, and Bam, right? That's five. All five of those guys you can potentially close with. You've also now got Caleb when he's healthy. You've got Jaime that's shown that you can trust him out there, right? You have Duncan if you need offense. You have Josh Richardson, which I know some people don't like, but that's not – you're not stretching it too far to say there's nine different guys that can close for you. That hasn't been the case the last few years. You knew there were five or six maybe pieces. And when you arm Spo with that, each of those guys can do different things. Like Haywood gives you a little bit more of a stronger defender, right? Doesn't shoot the ball maybe as well or trust him as much. Jaime gives you that strong defender but a little bit more like playmaking, passing. Duncan obviously gives you the shooting, improved defense. Which way do you want to go? It really just doesn't give you anything with like a big lineup. But who closes big these days anyway? So I just like that. That's you're giving Spo options rather than putting him in a corner and saying, look, like this is all I got. Make something out of it. So I really like where we're at. It just has to continue though.
Tony, or Timmy, or both, put a bow on this before we move on. And we're about to close in about 10, 15 minutes or so. So last thoughts on this winning streak, if there are any, because, I mean, Sean alluded to it. There are some games coming up that are interesting. You got the Nets, you got the Bulls on the road a couple different times. And then the big thing for me is, assuming Tyler's still out and we'll see what Caleb is at this point, are the games against the Knicks, the Cavs, and the Bucks, all of which are coming up. Because those are all good teams, like legitimately good teams. Well, the Bucks and Cavs aren't playing like it, but they're supposed to be good teams. The Knicks at least have a seventh best net rating in the NBA right now and are beating the Hawks as we speak without RJ Barrett.
I just want to address finally in the comments, under no circumstance do you trade for Lonzo Ball when you're not even sure if he can ever play basketball again. It's just no way. I'd rather have Kyle Lowry than Lonzo Ball right now. I'm sorry.
Caruso and DeMar DeRozan.
That's the goal, honestly. but no, I just want to see how they integrate Caleb because, again, all summer we were dreaming about a Caleb and Jay Rich front line of the zone. And now, like, I can't imagine Jay Rich and Caleb. But again, the offense is clunky. But I just want to see a Spoelstra AFU lineup of, like, Jay Rich, Caleb, Highsmith, Jimmy, Bam. Like, I just need to see it. I just need for
the masochistic lineup, yes.
The sicko in me needs to see that for, like, a minute where – I always bring up this, right? One of my favorite defensive possessions. I literally watched Lance Stephenson have an aneurysm on the court. Like, Kawhi literally did not move. Lance could not get past him. Like, just to see a player melt down for that type of defense, I just need it. Like, the SpongeBob meme, I need it. But I'm happy, and I wish Bam got the player of the week. But, you know, this is the heat. We don't care about accolades. We play for July, you know, play for June. So I'm just happy that Bam is – and it's very quiet. It's very quiet that – Bam's made another leap, you know, but as a fan of Bam, who was just a backup to Hassan Whiteside, like, I love it. I love it.
Okay. We're going to play Floor is Mine in a sec. Here's where we would put imaging, but we don't have that yet. We're going to do that. It's only our third episode. First, tell you about a couple sponsors. Do we have both of them today, Manny? Or do we just have one? I should probably know this before going in. I know we definitely have Home Depot. And that's important because holiday season is coming up. If you need anything, Home Depot has it. We were talking about this last week. But if you get anything from Home Depot to help out the show, please look in the description, use the link there. You will get really anything you need, and also most importantly, hopefully a discount. So there's that, and I believe, nope, that's all we have. We only have Home Depot this week. All right, so forget the other sponsor because they're not really rocking with us beyond the first episode. But we're going to have, we have a couple more that we're working on, so we ain't worried about that. But shout out to Home Depot for supporting the program. All right, let's get into Floor Is Mine. And we are going to get into, very quickly, we're going to go around the room, 60 seconds each. We'll time it maybe. But 60 seconds or so each on what is the thing that stood out to us the most this week before we end the show with your comments. I'm going to go to Tony first. What stood out to you most over the last week or so of NBA basketball?
Dallas Mavericks playing good enough defense to actually look super competitive and slightly terrifying with Kyrie playing a role. That's interesting. Didn't think I would see that. Indiana finding ways that my floor is yours is going to be on Tyrese Haliburton. These middle of the pack teams that are just playing above expectations, I think are so interesting to me. I also find the Clippers slipping hilarious. I'm the number one Clipper hater right behind Bill Simmons. I'm right there. So this is a great time for me.
As a James Harden atheist, I would agree. Tony gave us like three things there. Timmy, what's yours?
They called him a madman. Why did you spend, take all this money to go to a team like the Rockets? But then the front office got Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks, Chuck Landale, and Jeff Green. Kevin Porter did some stupid stuff that we don't condone that sent him home. And, you know, I expected that Amen Thompson would be doing what Osar is doing right now. So it's just scaring me that the Rockets look this good. And the player I think is going to be their best player in 2 years hasn't even played significant minutes yet. Jalen Green doesn't look like he can do anything but score. But when you have, you know, from Brooks to Fred, to, and people trying to say maybe Amen's not that good. We saw what he did with the Celtics. And we see it now. Maybe Amen does deserve to throw his hat. Is having that ring for the coach of the year. I just love what they're doing. I hated Brooks's antics last year, but I loved what he did in the Olympics. Like, he was voted the best defender. Like, he was basically the veteran of the young Canadian team. And it's showing now, like, it's controlled chaos. And I think Brian and I spoke about this over summer. I wouldn't have minded him on the Heat. Could you imagine if he was our third on the Heat?
He would fit. He would definitely fit. And Houston, look, Houston has Ime Udoka, so they're taking shit seriously. I don't know how seriously I take them in terms of, you know, like this entire season, but 6-3 start, I didn't expect. And they do have guys on that team that could play. They wanted to compete. They almost got Brook Lopez too. And thankfully they didn't, because Alperen Sengun is good. He's very good. Sean.
He gave Jokic a business last week.
Yeah, that's true.
Sengun reminds me of prime Kelly Olynyk. But that's not my floor, it's yours. You know, you had me hint towards it earlier. The last 2 weeks, I talked about the Pacers. I talked about the Sixers. I'm going to stay with the Sixers because, you know, as I was telling you guys in the chat when we were coming up with our topics, just about a block away from me over the weekend, our guy Kelly Oubre, we're not really sure what happened. Did he get hit by a car? Did he get hit by his girl? Did some random person hit him with a car mirror? I don't know. And you know what? I was out in the streets. I was investigating. I was also walking around, maybe drinking sodas. And I didn't see Oubre. I did hear the sirens, but apparently about a block away from me. But now there's a controversy. Did it happen on Broad and Locust? Did it happen on Sansom Street? Is Kelly Oubre lying about this? The Sixers always have weird shit going on. What? I mean, you clear Harden out. You're winning all these games until you lost a few nights ago. And now all of a sudden, the guy that you got for a nice cheap contract, what is going on? Baby mama drama in Center City. The only positive I will say, to end on a positive note, Tyrese Maxey. Positive vibes, always smiling, killing it.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Well, and more positivity, it seems that we will be back by December 1st, give or take.
Well, that's unfortunate because a lot of people in their fantasy leagues dropped them.
I held on pretty tight.
Thinking that he was decapitated or something. I won't speculate, but that's just a weird situation. My thing will be, for the second time in 3 weeks, Victor Wembanyama related, but I'm not going to just pick on him today because there's also Chet Holmgren, and boy, did that suck. They finally face each other in a regular season game. Victor Wembanyama, 8 points, 14 rebounds, 4 turnovers. It was worse than it looked. 4 for 15 shooting. I thought it was 4 for 16 shooting, actually. And Bleacher Report did post one of his highlights. It looked great. And then I looked up and I was like, wait, isn't he shooting 3 for 11 right now? And then it ended up being 4 for 16. Chet Holmgren, 9.7 rebounds, shot 3 for 10. And also, I noted that when the Spurs did post that highlight, when Bleacher Report did post that highlight, the Spurs were getting their ass whooped. They lost the game 123-87. I think Chet Holmgren is going to be the rookie of the year. I'm disappointed that underwhelmed between the two of them. But I think they're both going to be great as long as they stay healthy. And I'm nervous about that on both ends. One a little bit more than the other. But it definitely wasn't the first time that LeBron and Carmelo Anthony played. Because that I remember. This was not that. All right. Let's end us with comments.
4 minutes. We have 4 minutes of comments. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's end us with comments. Manny, put up a bunch. Let's see what we got here. We got to get out of here at 9:35.
While he's doing that, Tyrese Halliburton low-key is shooting 60% on pull-up mid-ranges. Watch out.
Should have drafted him in fantasy. But I got Luka on one team and Jokic to the other, so I'm fine. Donut Dan, Brown, Tatum shaking in their shoes with that defensive lineup. I assume it's the J. Rich, Caleb Martin, Haywood Highsmith, Jimmy Bam masochistic lineup that Timmy laid out earlier.
Yeah,
Brown. Or is this the – okay.
No, I think
this is the hypothetical Oubre lineup.
No. Chico 77. Yeah. Giannis thinks he's playing football and doesn't kick the ball out. Okay. Thank you for that. I did bring up the Bucks earlier, but I don't know if they play football in Greece. They play the other football, the game, the beautiful game. Van Lee, Bulls are really barefaced. They ain't even trying to win after the rumors. Sean, do you think the Bulls should just tank, just sell off and just like bottom out at this point?
Yo, let's go get Pat Williams. I don't care about all the other guys. Yeah. Isn't he an expiring guy that you want to try to extend? Yep. And see if you like him, bring him in for the end of the
perfect
year.
Perfect for next to Bob.
Send him to Applebee's and Sioux Falls, see what he's got.
Sales D asks me, when will I go trade for Caruso? In 2K, I've done it multiple times, actually. Once when I was using the Wizards in a rebuild, and once when I was using it might have been the Heat, actually, because I have used the Heat in 2K before a couple different times. When will the Heat do it, though? I'm not sure. Greg, our boy, says, Highsmith, greater than Oubre on the court. Easily. I mean, look, I love defense, so I'm not going to dispute that. I'll be with Greg tomorrow on postgame after Heat Nets also. Might as well throw that out there. JJJ for Rookie of the Year. I assume you mean not Jaren Jackson Jr., but Jaime Jaquez Jr. I don't think he's going to win Rookie of the Year. I do think he can get all rookie, though. I legitimately do think he can get all rookie. When was the last time a Heat player got all rookie? Has it not happened since Hero, none that year?
It was none, right? Yeah.
No, I think they both got it. I think none was first team, Hero was second team. But
which is crazy that now you look back on it.
Yeah, I don't. Precious didn't.
Yeah, they tried to throw it to Precious, but he didn't catch it, so he didn't make it.
Right.
Speaking of Precious, he decided the second half for an injured Jakupoto.
We should have ended. Jakupoto.
Thank God, Precious is playing great minutes for Jakupoto. Thank God.
Great. Van Lee says Patrick Williams sucks.
For the Heat system.
He's not aggressive at all. He'd piss us off, but why not?
I'll ask the commenters this before we go, because the majority of you guys are Heat fans. The winning streak is at what now? 6, which is the longest that it's been since the end of the 2021-2022 season. How much longer do we think this win streak lasts? Give me a number, everyone in the chat, everyone in the room, and we'll get out of here. I'm going to say, I think they blow one of the Bulls games, but I think they beat the Nets before that.
I think they blow the homestand. I think it ends at 6.
Oh, you think they lose tomorrow?
I think they lose tomorrow.
Timmy, stop counting us down. I haven't got any answers yet. Any other answers yet? Joseph Blanco says 10. So that's Nets, Bulls, and something else. Salas Dees says 2 more games. Ronald Font says 10. I think it's going to be 1 or 2 more.
I think it's going to be the Raptors on April 14th because we're resting guys and playing RJ Hampton. We're winning out the whole season.
Eight and five, baby.
Jesus Christ. End it there, Maddie. We're good. Thank you, everybody.
He can't end it. He's typing one hand in a hurricane. There it is.
Nine. Melvin says nine. Shout out to Melvin. I sent them all these photos to use it. Sailor's D says, Timmy, go get healed.
Yes,
Timmy,
yes, bring it. Yes, I'm going to split the buddy in a couple of weeks. Yes, bring Timmy's, buddy home.
Timmy's dying.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.